You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Just a couple of months into the new position as a creative director for Auckland Pride, the award-winning playwright, actor, performance poet, producer and arts administrator Nathan Joe was one of the many who received some tough news on the back of Creative New Zealand's arts grants funding round. Now, I spoke to Nathan Joe about this loss of funding, what it means for those in the arts and culture community, and the importance of supporting local artists. Here he is now.
Yeah, so essentially the role was created last year through Pride, but with the support of Creative New Zealand when a application was put in. So this year, when I came into the role, we were, you know, realistically, and I think not overly optimistically, just genuinely thought we were going to get the money. I understand that the context in which funding happens, it's contestable, and it's just one of those frustrating things when a role is created with contestable funding that it doesn't have the support to carry on the next year. And when we reapplied for the money, we basically got denied. And now that's sort of thrown my whole job into a bit of a fluster. Which again, we're not the organisation who necessarily needs it the most. There isn't any organisation that necessarily needs it the most. It's a very complicated ecology that we're sitting in. But it's very fraught to have a role created and then taken away by the same organisation, essentially. And it leaves us in a position where, because the communication around relationships around artists or organisations with CNZ means you don't know till you know. There's no conversation, really. It happens quite suddenly and the rug is kind of pulled from under you. So we're just sort of trying to like regroup and figure out what our next plans are, really. And my letter, my complaint, whatever you want to call it, was essentially a comms piece to kind of let the community, the wider arts and queer community, know where we're at as a festival.
Why is it urgent, or why is the sense of transparency necessary for our arts and rainbow community?
I think there's like so many parts to this, but first and foremost, I don't think Auckland Pride has historically been very good at telling the story of the organisation and who we are and how we run. And I think maybe there's this perception that there's a lot of resource and there's a lot of people working at Auckland Pride, when actually historically there's only been one full-time employee, which was the executive director, and as of last year, two full-time employees with the creative director on board. So as you can see, it's a organisation / festival that runs on very little manpower. There are contractors who come in during festival time, and there's obviously a board, but without a creative director, I think in the current climate where arts and culture is probably under the, I don't want to say biggest threat, but it's under threat kind of from what I perceive as an artist. It's one of the worst times we've seen in a while. You know, there are a lot of organisations in the last rounds of arts grants and annual arts grants who didn't receive funding, who in my mind are sort of givens and should have. And then there are other organisations I'm like, okay, I can kind of see why you didn't. But who am I also to say who doesn't deserve and does deserve? And this is why I'm sympathetic towards CNZ in some regards, because they've got a small pot to draw from. But that's sort of the issue as well, is that we're still kind of faced with the same ongoing issue of this small pot, and there needs to be some sort of larger restructural change, I think, and something needs to happen at a higher level to fix this. Or we need to be thinking a bit more intelligently and laterally about how we engage with funding and what funding even looks like. But without this role, I think Auckland Pride sort of sits in a space where its arts and culture cannot keep developing, and it's sort of just a festival by virtue of, you know, you apply and you put your event on, but there's actually no facilitation or curation or I guess artistic development that happens in the festival, and artists are always the first to suffer because of that.
And I guess for many creatives, artistic development is the goal, correct?
Yeah, well, I think the big thing is because all these larger organisations aren't getting their funding, they're going to be constantly applying and reapplying, and actually the independent artists are going to be the ones who get absolutely shafted in this context, because they're going to just not be able to compete against larger established practitioners. So they're not going to be accessing large amounts of funding. So really what we need now is leaders, arts leaders, arts administrators, art gatekeepers to who do have the resource to facilitate those emerging artists with resource and opportunities and scaffolding, which I guess is why I stepped into the creative director role, is that hopefully with, you know, a full-time job at Pride to create systems, create processes in which artists can actually come through Pride and feel empowered. Whereas I think currently artists come through Pride and they're part of Pride and that's great, but it's sort of, that's about it. And we aren't really able to help them any further than that. And I think that's not enough, right? I think arts organizations need to be doing more, especially like now more than ever.
Now, would you say that with this lack of infrastructural support from a main arts funding body, especially in the case with the lack of funding for your job, that would ultimately affect the opportunities that, you know, emerging artists have?
I think in a very direct way, if there's no creative director for an arts festival, artistic program, the artists aren't taken care of and the artists essentially just sort of float untethered, doing their own thing as per usual. And, you know, I think artists are very good at resilience. You know, they're able to do so much with so little. And that doesn't mean if my role disappeared tomorrow, which I'm not saying it's at risk of, but it's not at risk. It's like, it's very much a question mark at the moment. I think the festival would go ahead. It just wouldn't be very art-led, is the reality. It would just be a festival by name, I think, ultimately. And I think that's really important to kind of go, well, what is the function of the festival? I don't think the function of the festival is just to put on events. I think the point of a creative director is to kind of push it past that into a broader ecology piece, essentially, where we go, how does the Auckland Pride Festival fit in with arts and culture in New Zealand? And what can it do to arts and culture in New Zealand? How can it shape and how can it inform audiences? And the importance of like queer storytelling, really, and the importance of our community. Because I think, you know, arts and culture is always linked back to wider questions of like how we perceive people and how we perceive each other and our relationships with each other. Like, it's, art is like the most powerful piece of soft power we have as a community, and our strongest way of like wielding ideology against and with and for each other.
Without keeping things vague, and this might come across as quite a vague question, what would be a good step in the right direction from your perspective as a creative director?
Honestly, I think kind of moving away from the question of CNZ, I think the very nature of chasing CNZ funding is sort of fraught until you get to becoming a leadership investment client, essentially, where it's guaranteed for 3 to 4 years sort of thing. So actually, arts organisations like Pride looking elsewhere is probably the answer on some level. It's just that conversation is so difficult. And I think because the arts aren't necessarily don't have a great standing in the contemporary New Zealand context, people don't want to, like the average punter doesn't want to invest in the arts. So it's like shaping organisations that aren't CNZ, businesses, clients, patrons, into filtering money back into the arts and seeing it as an investment that maybe doesn't give, I think performing arts is hard because it doesn't have immediate tangible return, but I think it's our job as storytellers to help people understand that not all return is tangible, right? It has an ephemeral quality and as I was saying before, it has an ideological quality that can really like shape the world we live in. And I think really telling that story is so important. And I don't know, I think that's part of Max and I's job going forward, is helping people realize that and finding alternative sources of funding or support that can kind of fill the gap. Like that's our immediate action, is the work I should be doing is working on the festival, but the reality is because of the situation Max and I are now having to, part of our job that I don't even necessarily have secure funding is to find my funding. You know, it's a bit of a paradoxical situation to be in.
And I guess without that creative director role, it would very much be testing the resilience of the arts and culture community.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally it. Without the role, or without the funding for the role, we're back to kind of square one with Auckland Pride pre having the creative director again. So it's a real frustrating step backwards from like a funding perspective and from a support perspective. And I don't know, I think it reflects poorly in the sense that it reflects poorly on the state of things. Not necessarily reflects poorly specifically at CNZ, but about the ecology right now being in a bad space. Honestly, you kind of go, oh, shit. But I don't know. It's a funny one. We'll see how it goes. I do feel quite optimistic and resilient, but you can only, I think, as an organization, take so many hits. So I hope, you know, we figure out a way, which I'm confident we will, but sometimes one gets a bit skeptical.
It's mentioned here about the urge to support the artists and creatives who populate and fill our city, and the importance of attending shows, productions, and exhibitions. Would you say that now that there's this lack of funding for the creative director role, we now know how this can affect the community? Would attending artists' shows, productions, exhibitions be more important than ever at this point?
I mean, absolutely. And that's the thing. I don't want to take attention away from those shows by doing the sort of call out. What I'm actually interested in is how, regardless of the creative director role, actually the thing that people should be doing is just going to shows. There's no reason, I always go, there's no reason shows just shouldn't sell out. I just think they should absolutely always be packed from like a infrastructural level. It can happen. And it's just like our energy should be being poured into like making the culture cognizant of these shows, and how do you center art and culture in Tamaki Makaurau, but in Aotearoa, right? How do you center it so it's a thing that we just do? It's not really even a question of like, I think there's always the feeling of nagging or trying to convince people to go to shows when actually it's something that's very rewarding, and the feeling of missing out should actually be the case rather than the feeling of reluctance or having to convince. So I think there's a lot of like shifting paradigms that need to occur with, yes, funding, but also perception of the arts and the importance of the arts, and to not kind of like sandbag ourselves into devaluing it. I think what we have is like massively important. So yeah, I think more than ever, just friggin' go to people's shows, honestly.
Get amongst it, support your local artists. Yeah. Is there anything else on this matter which you feel like needs to be said?
I mean, I think if there are any audiences, listeners out there who really care about queer arts in Aotearoa, you know, please get in touch with us at Auckland Pride. I think that's an ongoing conversation. If you think, you know, queer art has a really important place in our ecology, in our landscape, get in touch. If you think you know someone who might be able to support that, get in touch. Yeah, I think that's the big thing, keeping this conversation alive, because I think it's easy for these conversations to kind of flare up when they're necessary, and then they dissipate because life gets in the way.
That was Nathan Joe, the creative director at Auckland Pride, speaking about the loss of funding.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.